A new grocery store would be a welcome addition to Port Moody's downtown area. But some councillors are concerned a proposal by Bosa Foods and Cornerstone Architecture to build a mixed-use project on the south side of St. John Street at Queen Street, that includes a 9,400-square-feet specialty food store and 47 rental apartments in a four-story residential block, is too big. In the first formal look at a pre-application for the project during a meeting of Council's Initiatives and Planning Committee last Tuesday, February 21, concerns were raised about the building's footprint that could cover 90% of the two lots that sit next to a protected heritage home. "It feels like it needs to be shrunk down," said Cown. Haven Lerbecki. Other councillors worried about the number of trees that would have to be cut down to accommodate the project, while Cown. Callan Morrison said the developer's plan to locate the entrance to the residential parkade at the back of the building would be a tight squeeze along narrow and steeply sloped St. Andrew Street. Port Moody senior planner Kevin Jones also suggested a plan to build a new multi-use path along that part of St. John's could hinder Bosa's plan to locate an outdoor patio along the sidewalk for patrons of its coffee shop. "But none of those issues are insurmountable," said Scott Kennedy of Cornerstone Architecture. "Certainly there's lots of enhancement of the design we can do," he told councillors while acknowledging the building's footprint as largely to accommodate the grocery store as well as its indoor parking area and loading bay. Bruno Benedett, the president of Bosa Foods, said his company is excited to bring its old-world shopping experience to Port Moody. The company currently operates two other stores in East Vancouver, and its location on Victoria Drive will serve as a template for its newest venture. Benedett said the smaller size of a Bosa Foods store, reclaimed wood beams and amenities like a coffee shop and outdoor seating bring a community feel to the shopping experience. "Yes, it's a grocery store, but it feels like a very welcoming space," he said. "Part of our branding is we believe we should give back to the community." That was music to the ears of most councillors, including Mayor Megan Lottie, who said she would love to see this project come to fruition. Jones said the project is just a pre-application and staff are still reviewing. There will be plenty of opportunity for refinements as it goes through various committees. The proposal also requires amendments to the city's official community plan and zoning bylaws. Kennedy said his company and Bosa are excited to move forward. "We've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence there's a desperate need for a food store in that area." Sound off. Do you think Port Moody is underserved by grocery stores? What kind of stores would you like to see, and how might the city be able to help attract them? Send us a letter.